Let's relive this ball game and so much into this about Willie Taggart coming back to Florida, grew up a Seminoles fan and brings that offense that comes with him from Western Kentucky and South Florida and last year in Oregon. What was forgotten about was that, well, Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech brought that fast-paced offense too. And it was his quarterback, Josh Jackson, leading the offense for the Hokies right down the field on the opening drive.
Jackson out of the shotgun, throws a fade, back right corner of the end zone, caught, touchdown, Damon Hazelton, the Ball State transfer, his first game as a Hokie, and his first catch is a touchdown at Dope Campbell Stadium, and Virginia Tech strikes first with 10:34 left in the first quarter.
10-play, 75-yard opening drive was a clinic, and the Hokies' defense on their opening drive did the same, put on a clinic, couple of negative plays, and then forced a turnover, taken over at the Florida State 37. They got a field goal out of it, led 10-0 after one. Now, FSU was on the drive. Ricky Aguayo missed from 33 yards out for the Seminoles, so that 10-0 lead still there with 12 and change in the half. Still 10-0. Florida State, though, on the move again midway through the second quarter.
Quick throw to the left. Screen inside the 30, inside the 25, makes the man miss, inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, and down at the 1 yard line. Nyquan Murray almost with a touchdown, but they ruled him down at the 1, a pickup of 30.
Now, replay on TV of that showed that he might have crossed the goal line before any part of his leg hit the ground. Maybe it should have been replayed by the officials, but instead it wasn't, and Florida State went fast and had a false start. So they were backed up to the 6, never punched it in, had to settle for an Aguayo 22-yarder to get within a touchdown, so 10-3. A lot of Florida State mistakes in the opening half. That one might have been on the officials, but late in the second quarter, huge play had nothing to do with the officials.
Back across the 50 is Carroll. The punt is blocked. It's blocked, it's caught, and it's a touchdown. It is scooped up by Eric Kuma, and he's in the end zone for the score. It was Chris Cunningham who blocked it. Kuma caught it off the deflection, walked 2 yards into the end zone, and Virginia Tech leads it 16-3 with just inside of 4 minutes left in the second quarter.
Beamer ball in full effect for the Hokies with Frank Beamer in attendance. They also then picked off DeAndre Francois on the very next Seminoles offensive play. They didn't do anything with it, so 17-3 the score. Virginia Tech the lead at the half. Seminoles offense in the third quarter, -7 yards. And despite the fact of being backed up the entire third quarter inside their own 15, Hokies never took advantage. So it was still 17-3 to the fourth. And Florida State, guess what? Backed up again.
Trip receivers to the right for Francois, but he hands it off to Akers. Akers across the 10, he slips free. Down the left sideline. 40, 50, they're chasing him. 40, 30, will they get him? Inside the 20, and all the way down to the 5 yard line before Bryce Watts finally brings him down to the ground after an 86-yard run.
Yeah, just huge for Cam Akers. The Noles before that play had 15 yards rushing on the entire day, but they couldn't do anything with it.
We got Cam Akers, Jacquez Patrick, and Kalen LeBourne all out there in the diamond formation, and it's Akers that's going to take the snap. Oh, and it's a fumble in the backfield, and Virginia Tech looks like they have it, and they do. It was the diamond formation around the cornerback, and the cornerback was Akers, and it was fumbled and recovered by Haushin Gaines of Virginia Tech. What a disaster for Florida State as the Hokies take over with 9:49 left.
One of what would be 5 turnovers on the night for the Seminoles compared to none for the Hokies. And unlike some of the others, this time Virginia Tech able to take advantage. And our Wrangler highlight of the game.
Jackson with trips to the right. He rolls that way. Here comes pressure. Throws off his back foot. It's caught by Kuma. He's got the first down and he stays on his feet. Inside the 30. He's going to go. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Eric Kuma. And that might be the dagger. 23-3 Hokies with 5:11 to go.
Yeah, the folks from Blacksburg celebrating in Tallahassee. And that's the Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor. Shorts, pants, and shirts with quick drying, water repellent fabric, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility Try them on today. An extremely impressive defensive effort tonight by the Hokies and a 24-3 win on the road.